welcome again to the Essential Install podcast series. As most of you will know, with our podcast, we cover CI industry associations, distributors and manufacturers, but this mini-series of podcasts is something different again. This series is dedicated to our sister exhibition EI Live, the only dedicated AV and home automation exhibition in the UK. EI Live is in fact in its 10th year and has grown over that period, with a regular 300 to 400 brands on show, together with the Technical Theatre Learning Zone taking centre stage on the show floor. There is something for all integrators and installers. The show is taking place at the Farnborough International Exhibition and Conference Centre on the 29th and 30th of September this year, so don't forget to book your free ticket online. In this series, we are talking to specific exhibitors on their preparation for the event and what brands they will be showing on their stand at the show. So today I'm joined by Daniel Adams, the Technical Projects Director at Bluestream UK. Welcome, Daniel.
Thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's not my natural habitat. So, that's normally stuck in a basement somewhere next to a 42U rack. So fingers crossed we can give your audience something interesting to listen to.
Well, I guess that must be the Bluestream way then, eh?
always out help. Well, the Bluestream way is help, isn't it? So if that means being stuck in a basement somewhere on the hottest day of the year, then that's absolutely fine. But no, you're right. We're all well accustomed to being in someone's rack room.
Gosh, absolutely. Anyway, Daniel, my understanding is you've been off to Japan. Do tell us, what were you doing in Japan, as if I probably didn't know?
What can I officially tell you? We were in Japan for our product to be used and installed on a sporting event that uses five rings in its logo.
Was there a sporting event out there then?
There was, would you believe it or not? No, they weren't allowed any spectators, so that was down to really the commentators and us to spectate, really, if I'm honest with you. You guys were all in the best place to watch said sporting event because it was a bit of an odd atmosphere, that lack of spectators in each of the venues. So
I have to say, they, despite all the all the starts, they pulled off a good event at the end of the day, didn't they?
They did. I did. And that ran through from the top to the bottom, really, and definitely within our equipment as well. I mean, we had a 500 by 2,500 system for IP to go out there initially. I think it became slightly reduced as the event became slightly reduced, but sort of 400 by 1,500 devices. Some of those venues, some of those sporting locations were up to 830 kilometers from the base and linked via fiber. And we had a great time. We had an absolute, I've got to say, it's a cliche, isn't it? But we really had very, very little trouble and didn't have a single device failure on our side. So we had almost a boring time of sitting there in the office waiting for something to go wrong, which thankfully didn't. So really, it was when people come to me and say, well, I'm having problems with my video over IP system in our home. We've got 10 by 30. I've got to get the project finished. You're like, don't worry. We'll get it to work, because if we can make something of that size work over those kind of distances, the average venue being 40 kilometers away, brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And we'll share a few details, those that we're allowed to, with people, but we have to keep it on the lowdown normally. So can't say its name.
So if we want to publish some of that in the magazine and so on, do you have to get their permission or run it by them to do so?
Yeah, the control over what brands can put out there is quite strong. But there's certainly things that we can provide you with that would be able to go into a magazine and hopefully for the readers to pick up on and get a feel for. We'll do things verbally, we'll do things in presentations. But yes, we can certainly have a look for you, fellow, and get an idea of what it is we might be able to share from them so that people can get a genuine appreciation for the power and the scope and the capability of a video over IP system like that.
I think that's, if I may say, testament to where Bluestream are these days. To be frank, to pull off contracts like that, it's quite incredible.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely incredible. I think the guys, it's born of the Spanish office and the guys over there and the hard work that they put in to bring that in. We provide a level of staffing and support on site just in case it's required. But you're right. It's one of those ones where we can have that confidence in our equipment. We know that we can help people achieve these things that they want on that kind of grand scale. And there's lots of other contracts like that that on a smaller size that are happening more and more often. But it's still, that's obviously in the commercial world. And what's been really important for us over the last sort of 18 months, 2 years, is that the commercial side is growing. But we absolutely don't want to neglect the residential side and have obviously moved to reassure people that that's not the direction we're taking. We've seen other brands go that way because of the size of the commercial market. But absolutely keep that residential product portfolio going. And it's like I say, it just means that when people say to me, oh, my little 4x4 is not working, it's like, don't worry, it's going to be fine. because we can definitely make that work for you. So it's it is good in that regard, definitely.
Well, not mentioning any names, but there is a company in the HD-based tea side of our industry that's concentrated on commercial, and I think they've lost their way a little. But we won't say any more about that, I don't think, eh?
No, we're not critical of any of our competition, if you want the want of a better phrase, decide to do. Everyone takes their own path, and people feel that move, and they'll see the product range shift. And yeah, you do get that question, like, what's happening with you guys? And it's all that move to what you do to reassure people and how you do that. But you're right, there are a couple that have gone off. It's not out of greed necessarily. It's just that that's perhaps where the longevity is in the way that streaming's going and that kind of thing. And that's where they see their business moving. But you can't ever forget where you came from, can you? So we're residential at our core.
100%. And of course, the residential side, everybody keeps telling me, we've done several podcasts lately, and everybody keeps telling me that, we are experiencing it as publishers and exhibition organisers, that the CI industry residential side of things is booming at the moment, seems to be going out of the stratosphere.
I would agree. I think we've seen that classic thing that people have been reporting at the moment about people spending money on their homes. They can't travel, they can't go away. They've all of a sudden finding that they're investing on where they're spending their time, which is in the home. And we've got our industry organisations with their taglines like life live better at home. And that kind of thing is, or has definitely taken place and happened. People are investing in where they are and where they spend their time. And that's resulted in some incredible months for us. And that's kind of a difficult thing to, with everything that's been going on, it's quite a difficult thing to put a positive spin on, isn't it? You might be considered distasteful to say, well, COVID presented us with an opportunity. It's just the way that things have gone, that this is what people have chosen to do with their money. And that's resulted in some incredible sales months for us. So
I was only saying the other day, I drove past a billboard and it said on the billboard, which I think sums it up, don't move, improve.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. I think you're absolutely right. And that's certainly what we've been doing at home. I mean, I'm sat up here in my attic, my man loft, shall we call it, as opposed to a man cave. And this is an area of the home that's been neglected and is now going to be turned into a proper office for myself. So we are in exactly the same boat, I think, as a lot of people out there going, well, what are we going to do? Let's do something. So this is what we're spending money on, our gardens and our homes.
Absolutely. So having said all of that, Daniel, you mentioned the last 18 months, 2 years. Clearly, we've stating the obvious, but we've all been in something like 18 months lockdown. How has Bluestream weathered the storm?
Well, like we said, it's a difficult thing to speak about in a positive way, isn't it? I mean, it's been a painfully tragic time for so many. And it's
I guess, like a lot of other companies, you, like all of us, really, the business kind of dropped off a cliff, didn't it?
Do you know what? It did and it didn't. And I think the surprise to us came when it didn't drop off as far as we thought it was going to. I think in everybody's minds, we honestly felt that overnight it would stop. And it didn't. It presented us with a situation that we kind of all have had to make the most of. We've stayed humble, but we made the conscious decision right at the beginning of it all to work harder and to invest, not to shrink backwards, but to push on, you know, over lockdown, really graft in. The team didn't stop. And we actually took on new employees. We grew as a company in terms of staff numbers.
Did you?
We did, absolutely. Weathering the storm meant us kind of walking straight on into it, taking it on head on and going, no, we're not going to let this affect us. We have to keep going. The energies, yes, they've had to change direction. You know, that's a fact. But the key for us was always to maintain our core values. Example number one is stock, you know, and that's a big subject right now. That was the first thing that we moved to cover and to make sure that for as long as humanly possible across the pandemic, and so far, touch wood, we've not had a stock issue. You know, we've continued to provide, hopefully, the same level of support of our customers. But I'd be proud to say that we've done that. You know, we've kept that level up. Those two things were really important because our guys were still out there. Mm. You know, we didn't stop. They were phoning the office, not expecting to get an answer. And there's someone there. And we saw other people, as I say, shrink back and close down. And it's like a snowball. You know, if you push it off down the hill, you've got to keep these things rolling. You've got to keep them going. And if you stop, getting started again just takes longer and everything, you know, gets further along delayed. We even launched Bluestream as a brand in the USA in November. So we went, you know, it's a major new territory out there in the middle of a pandemic. It was, you know, we have to take the positives from the situation, but we've got to be mindful of what was happening. So, you know, whilst it was wrong potentially to say that the storm presented us with opportunities, we've just ended up growing as a really, and recently we've had some of the best months possible, as we've, as you said, the people are investing in their homes.
It's brilliant that the business is coming back. I mean, we as a company, we didn't furlough anybody. We didn't lay anybody off. We just kept it as we were. We all work from home, of course, but our companies like yours, I'm sure, is geared up that we can run it basically from anywhere in the world. And we just, exactly the same as you, great attitude, you know, just plow on through it, roll your sleeves up, get on with it. And that's what we did, a bit like yourselves. And you come out of it and we came out of it stronger. It did allow us, I know this is not a podcast about me and us, but it did allow us to set up a podcast division and a webinar division to the company. So we kind of found time at home being locked down to do those things. But that's the attitude, isn't it? It's roll your sleeves up, get on with it and make it work no matter what.
Yeah, and I think that you guys would have been stronger for it. And rightly or wrongly, your competition, if any of them like ours, decided to take that step back, we were better for it. We had people phoning us and saying, I can't get hold of my distributor. I can't get hold of my manufacturer I normally buy. Can we talk to you? And so the sales guys were like, this is just by being open and being on the end of the phone, it's been incredible for them. And for our distributors, it's been great as well. So it's, there it is again. You know, is it really a great thing to be saying, yep, we grew, we've got more customers as a result of other people actually deciding that no, they are going to shut their doors and that they didn't have the same opportunities that we did, and maybe didn't have the same attitude that we had. Yeah, and that's a shame. I think we could have fought along, all of us together, perhaps a bit better. There was that huge argument across the whole patch of time as to what our guys out there would be considered, whether they were considered an essential trade or not. Everything was such a grey area that I think we had people on all sides, people who refused to go to work because television's not essential, and other people who were like, nope, TV's essential, Wi-Fi's essential, I'm going to go out and work. And there was a lot of division and a lot of bad blood. And it's actually been, I think, a testament to the community and the industry as a whole that they've come back together. That's all been sort of lost a little bit and forgotten. And hopefully the show represents the first time they can all come back together face to face and feel the love in the room a little bit more again.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it'd be nice getting together with real people.
Yes.
We've been sitting talking to computer screens for God knows how long, but it's going to be nice, as they used to say, pressing the flesh and, shaking people's hands.
Yeah, if they want to shake your hands, they might not.
Well, yes, on the elbow bump or the whatever. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
So over that period of time, you know, the last 18 months, stock, I can understand, could have been a problem for most people. But have you seen many updates, any new products coming out of the Bluestream factory, as it were?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first sort of patches of lockdown, I guess the first two, where it was quite strict for us, really allowed us to bed ourselves into product testing and product development. The guys at the HQ in Australia, where the lion's share of that is done and where it's led from, last time I checked, there were 49 new products in development. And we've been running at about that kind of number over the pandemic. And we've finished and released a number of products over that time. So it's been, I mean, the guys in Australia are all going to end up looking like Doc Brown, I think, eventually. They're all going to have wild white hair. But it's just another thing that didn't stop. The Australian lockdown's been much tougher. So they've all been set up at home, but it has allowed them to, again, dig in, pick the right stuff to do and really push things forward. I think we forget that perhaps China was where this thing was born from, I guess, we think. It were reopening as the rest of the world was closing. So you've got all that kind of where the world's factory and where everything's being manufactured and that kind of stuff is actually open for business. So if you close, you're the reason it's all stopping. So they were in there developing, working away. And yeah, we've had an absolute raft of stuff turn up. I mean, most recently, I guess on the HD-based T side, we've had the HMXL range or new upgraded HMXL range of video matrices. They would be the HMXL 42, ARC, this is a 6x6 and an 8x8 in those sizes. And that's been a really great addition for us. That's about taking our old flagship product and upgrading it and bringing it to a price point that's way down into the mid-range. So we really brought something that used to sit right at the top of our tree, right at the top of the ladder, and made it much, much more accessible. So that's been a really cool one. The IP range, loads of expansion within that. I'm sat next door to a whole raft of brand new IP equipment that's going through the ringer, if you like, to be checked and tested. But we've had that range expand from just the IP200s through to IP50s to do 1080p at really low bandwidth. We've had it expanded, the IP200 range expanded with IP250 for Dante, and a few extra features on those devices that our dealers have been asking for and our distributors have been asking for. So we duly respond and produce something for them. And then even up to the IP500 stuff, so the 10 gig video SDVOE platform equipment to using a 10 gig network for a lesser compressed image. That's all well underway. And I think we're not that far off, weeks away from having those things. The IP50s here now, the 250s are here now, the 500s are a few weeks off. And that kind of just scratches the surface really of a few things that's going on. There's obviously a whole raft of 48 gig HDMI 2.1 equipment, if anybody's interested in that kind of thing. But it's what we're bringing isn't just, there'll be those basic devices there, but we've had a look at what the usage cases are out there for that at the moment in the market, and hopefully got product that suits those usage scenarios rather than just, here's a splitter, here's a switcher. We'd rather just regurgitating what you've got at HDMI 2.0. Let's have a look and see what the real world issue is and bring something a little bit different. So everything from new HDMI cables fell all the way through. So it's been a very busy time, a really busy time. And there's loads more coming. Residentially focused, there's a lot, but the commercial side of things, obviously to grow, we've had a lot more in terms of new product because we've got the residential core product kind of there already. AMF41W, Miracast and AirPlay in a single unit with some hardwire connections as well, if anybody thinks about putting one of those into something like a meeting room or even a cinema room. But been down to new HD-based T extenders, 70 meter arc extenders, some of these things that people have been asking for at a price point with a particular feature and responding to those requests. Crumbs is all sorts. I could rattle on. That's the problem. I'd have to get the new product presentation out.
So the message clearly is, Bluestream, you're always continuing to develop and improve, but you're sitting on a whole bunch of pristine new stuff now.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking, always having those regular meetings about what's coming next. And the guys in Oz in particular pay attention to all of those new technologies coming through down at chipset level, have those meetings with people, see if they want to build something based upon it. You know, what's the looking at the business case for it and whether it's something that would suit our customer base. So there is a constant list, and it's for our product manager, Toby Leader over in Australia. He's always constantly going, will you just stop adding more stuff to do? But I'm sure he loves it, really. But we there's a constant stream of things happening on that front, and there's always new bits and bobs arriving. I don't know why we print a brochure, if I'm honest with you, because it's always out of date by the time it actually goes to print. But we'll have a lot of it with us, and we'll have as much of it that we can reveal with us, obviously, at the show.
It's not good for your print budget, but brilliant for all the installers and integrators that are listening to this, that you've got that, you know, you're fully up to speed with all this new stuff. It's great.
Yeah, we're on a product development life cycle with a few things that are really exciting for next year. And I don't want to dig too many holes, but there are people out there who are producing product now on a product life cycle now that are a bit of a trick, and they're not really doing what they say they're doing. And it's a bit of a band-aid over the top of the current scenario and the current situations that we have. And we don't want to be a band-aid company. We don't want to just release something to be a Me Too that gives that band-aid. We are going, when we do it, we're going to do it right and we're going to do it properly. And it does mean that when that product comes round, it might well be 6 months behind those people who've released a band-aid product, but it's going to be better and it's going to be the right product. It's just then
so
down
quality
to
is the key.
It is, yeah. And I think we've lived with, it's like when 3D arrived for HDMI. You know, there was a lot of product out there that didn't do 3D, and then a little bit leaked in and was a bit of a sort of a fixer. And then eventually there was the genuine kind of 3D support that turned up. 18 gig product, you know, there's been that band-aid product that sort of pseudo does it or deals with it, does something clever at the beginning to mean that it looks like it's dealing with it, but it's not. And then there's that genuine 18 gig product. And we're at that again with things like 40, 48 gig HDMI 2.1. And it's just making sure that we actually do a genuine job, as opposed to just give you the specs, tick that box, go to your customer and say, yes, it ticks that box. But what you're actually delivering for your customer is not. what that spec says you are.
Interesting.
So it's it is. It's one of those real bugbears I have. I think if everybody listens to me for long enough in a presentation or on a webinar, I have fairly strong views on, cinema is my hobby. I wouldn't say it was a video file, like an audio file, but I want it to be genuinely what it says on the tin.
EI Live is the UK's only dedicated AV and home automation exhibition, taking place on the 29th and 30th of September this year. There are some 400 brands on show from all the top distributors and manufacturers, together with the EI Live Technical Theatre, taking centre stage on the show floor, presenting top industry speakers. The show is a must-go to for all AV and home automation integrators and installers. Architects and interior designers will also benefit from visiting the show. To register for your free ticket, go to eiliveshow.com.
Okay, Daniel, you talk about one of the questions I was going to ask, and you've kind of alluded to it. The residential and commercial sectors now, clearly you're moving into big time the commercial sector. What kind of percentages do you do on residential and commercial these days?
That is a great question, and one I probably don't have a very good answer for, okay. Because I live, we have a dedicated individuals to each market, really, because they're very different disciplines. And I've come from a residential background. That's where my knowledge base is. And I'm learning very slowly the bits and bobs to do with commercials. You'll quite often have people who never have sold into residential and don't know how to, and they're from the commercial world. So during the pandemic, we've taken on a gentleman called Mark Poffley, who is ex-Crestron. And he's been doing an amazing job of beginning to get our product range moved towards where it needs to be and beginning to build that kind of commercial realm for us. And I know the pipeline is big. The pipeline, I think, for sort of the next 12 months, I would say is probably a third of what the residential is. Residential is still our bread and butter, and it's absolutely of the utmost importance to us.
Well, as you say, you cut your teeth in that market, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's where Bluestream was born. It was where, and I cut my teeth in that market. So you'll find, you know, so you turn around to me and say, can you program a QSIS system? I'm going to look at you and go, no, sorry. But if we're going to talk Control 4 from the residential world, it's going to be, yep, no problem, seen it, know it. That it's all there. So it's really exciting for us in the residential side, because we can get to learn about the commercial side and see what's happening there. But you're not going to find me, we're not going to be moving me across, or any of the guys who run on the residential side, not going to be shifting them across to working in that space. We're going to grow that sort of organically and see how it goes. Yeah, it's a very difficult space to break into. It really is. There are some very established players, and we have to be different. And we have to find ways of standing out and offering something new and being unique. And to be honest with you, at the moment, fella, that's working, because price sounds daft, but for whatever reason, those manufacturers who stand very strong in the commercial sector seem to charge a lot more than those people from the residential spaces perhaps would, which is interesting. But yeah, and obviously they are bigger projects. They take longer to come to fruition. So it's a very different world, definitely.
I think I kind of get that, because when you look at the buyers and specifiers in the commercial world, you know, they're working with company budgets. They're not working with their own money. If I were doing my house and I wanted a whole set of matrices, then, of course, I've got my own budget, and it's coming out of my pocket. So yeah. I wonder if that's a little bit, you know, there's something there whereby these guys are working with bigger budgets, so therefore some of the products are more expensive, if you get my meaning. Am I making sense, or?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you're right. I think when you're not playing with your own dollars and dimes, it means you can perhaps be a little bit more free with them. But we find generally the guys who care will be looking at budget very strongly. And when you go in and say, well, we have an alternative to that product and it's this much, and they can see a saving, they will go, okay, I'm listening. So, and then you get to have you don't necessarily just get that swap, you get that conversation. We're not yet a proven name within the commercial sector. And to be honest with you, a lot of the names in the residential sector, people will just look at you and go, sorry, who? And that's the barrier that we're trying to break.
But that's a branding question, isn't it? And that's a question of continually plugging away.
Yeah, absolutely. The marketing guys on the Bluestream side are are they four or five strong now? Absolutely incredible at what they do. There's, I think we picked up three new individuals across the pandemic to strengthen that team, and they're learning, but they're bringing new and different things to that are new ideas, new things to do. And you'll see things like we've refreshed our packaging over the pandemic and improved on all of that. That side of things hopefully just continues to plug away and keep going and make sure that we've got to get the gear out there. We've got to get the product into some installations. You have to break that barrier, get through that glass ceiling, if you like, to start with, get a few people talking about it and saying, yes, we've used it. It was great. It really worked. Obviously go to those shows, you know, go out and find those different avenues. Maybe there's a market there for AI to do, you know, find a way into a commercial show, but there's more of them, and they are very different and very spread around. And it's understanding those needs of those customers that's hard.
All I would say to that is, Daniel, watch this space.
Lovely, lovely. I like that.
So it's all good stuff. It's, you know, Bluestream clearly going in the right direction. It's great to hear. I love to hear successful stories from companies like yourselves. Coming around to EI Live now, which, of course, we've got in September, and Boris is still allowing us to run a show, thank heavens.
Good, good.
How are your preparations going for EI Live? And can you say what you're planning to show at the event or not at this stage?
I'll get cheesy first, I think. I think first and foremost, we're bringing ourselves, okay? Our smiling faces. You know, come
well,
on.
What else matters, Daniel?
Exactly. It's all about being able to shake hands. Like we said, if people want to shake hands, whether or not we're wearing masks or not sure. But to see, in inverted commas, our people, I mean, that's absolutely the most favourite part of my job. You know, trade show floors where you're getting to see everybody.
Reinforcing relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know, maybe I like to talk too much. I just love seeing our people, seeing the enthusiasm that they have for us as a brand, then the people that we don't know, that challenge and that opportunity to learn maybe why they don't want to choose to use us, but also that chance that we might be able to convince them to talk to us and come and use some of the kit and experience what it is that we believe and trust that we do better than others. And it's just, there's a bit of a buzz about it, isn't it? I think there's going to be almost like a nervous energy when those doors open. I think there's going to be plenty of adrenaline. I get this feeling that the excitement in the room is almost going to be palpable, because I'm not saying I'm going to be an overexcited five-year-old, but I think we're all going to be really, really happy that this is actually finally happening. There is a bit of normalcy and a bit of normality here, but we're getting to see our guys. You know, there are a lot of acquaintances and a lot of industry friends and a lot of friends I've got that it's just going to be good to see and have a conversation with. And judging around by looking at the communities that the industry has, there's a lot of people who are going to travel some great distances to come to this event because it's the first one that we've had in such a long time. I mean, I know getting more down to earth, I guess, the guys at the office in the marketing team have been working very hard on the stand. It's going to be that usual crisp, clear, kind of inviting layout that people have come to expect from Bluestream. We try to keep it open, keep it simple, and keep it easy to understand and read. And I know the build team are trying some new ideas as well, actually, in fairness. So preparations, as far as I know, and I would trust, are in good shape. I mean, we'll bring along as much of the new kit as we can fit and as much of the new kit as we can display. Absolutely. We'll bring along everything that's recently launched, obviously, and everything that we feel is absolutely relevant, most relevant to the residential market. And we'll have some live demo. That's definitely true. What that will be, I think what's the most exciting thing to show, that's the tricky thing you got to figure out. But we've got that much of it these days that it'll be busy. There'll be a lot of it there, but we'll bring along some stuff potentially that that's a little bit of a way away, but just to give people that kind of taster. I think lots of people have forgotten that 18 months ago, or what are we at now? For longer than that, we had an ISE. And that ISE, we launched a number of products, and those products have come to fruition and they're now here. But lots of people didn't attend ISE. They didn't go. And we haven't had anything since where we've had the opportunity to actually say to people, yeah, we do this now. Have you not seen this? Because they might not have done.
Well, it is. I mean, exhibitions are touchy-feely, aren't they? And people want to touch and feel the products that you have on show. And as you rightly say, we've had nothing for 18 months, probably 2 years. So what's coming home to me every day, really, and every week, is that, thank heavens, the industry are gagging for a show. And again, thank heavens, we chose that we ended up with the date that we have that's worked quite nicely with Boris and his famous roadmap.
Absolutely. Well, that's it's playing out now, isn't it, really? But you're absolutely right. That touchy-feely, people come along and go, oh, I don't read brochures, I don't read your marketing emails, but they'll walk past and they'll go, what's that? And you can go, well, we've had it for a year, but no one's had an opportunity to see it and pick it up and put it in their hands. We you know, there are customers who are buying it, but you know, that's the thing we want to do, is be able to show people the strength and breadth that's there now in the range, or be more so. But you're right, it's going to be good fun. I think especially things with the training that's taking place. We're obviously taking part in part of that to do the HD-based tea course. Aidan Jones, my colleague, will be...
Well, that was very, very successful in 2019.
Yeah, and I would urge anybody to get along and take part in that. And that is completely brand agnostic. You know, that's just something that's a passion for the technology, and it's orchestrated and run, and it's overlooked by HD-based tea organisation. So there's no sales pitch in there. There's no plug of a product. You are going to learn something genuinely technically accurate and useful, but I would definitely urge anybody to take a look at the rest of the training that's on offer, because there's going to be some stuff in there that's really useful, and again, people have not had the opportunity to sit and listen to, so really looking forward to it.
And of course they can walk away with an HD based tea certificate.
Yeah, are we doing the t-shirts?
Yes, apparently. This is for the listeners who will be listening to this. This is the certified HD based tea installer expert training that Bluestream are heading up during the show. It's 10 a.m. every day, Wednesday and Thursday. It's a 1 hour, 15 minute course. And as I say, you can go away with a certificate as an expert installer.
1 hour, 15 minutes, bring a cup of coffee, be awake. There's going to be a lot of info downloaded in that time. But yeah, and as I say, I'm sure you get, who doesn't like a free t-shirt?
No, exactly. Well, I think t-shirts and mugs, and there's quite a bit of merchandise going out to people from what I understand. but hey ho.
Yeah, we're going to have the Gallo Bears with the Gallo beer. And I'm sure everybody will be waving as many. Everybody loves a freebie these days, don't they? So.
Well, Gallo Beers, I mean, that's the. They're going to be everywhere at the show.
It's the pinnacle of the art form, if you ask.
Bless him. Bless him. If you're listening, Colin, great.
Yeah, can't wait to see him and say hello. It's been a while, so looking forward to that as well.
Well, that's time, and that leaves me just to say thank you to Daniel Adams of Bluestream.
Thank you very much for listening to me warble on. Very much appreciated.
And listen out for the next in the Essential Install podcast series. Goodbye and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install Magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.